This is John Lothian with the commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for September 2nd, 2020. The tribute page to the late Richard Schaefer has been updated to include one from Mary Bergogna Ross, a good friend from the NYMEX. I met Mary as Mary Bergogna when she ran the Chicago office of Mann Financial. Her remembrance starts with this. Richie was a dear friend, a formidable competitor, and a fearless leader for all of us at NYMEX. My first memory of Richie is handing him a rather large heating oil order to execute in the earliest illiquid days of the contract in the early 80s. Scott Johnston is out at Citadel, where he was chief administrative officer. His LinkedIn status says his new job is, quote, non-compete period at Citadel, unquote. Johnston is a former CIO of the CME, among other industry positions. When I first met Scott, he was at the CME, and I was running the electronic trading division of the Price Group. I felt like he downloaded my brain over lunch. He was so inquisitive, looking for problems to fix with the CME electronic trading. I learned something very important from him. Problems are opportunities. They are opportunities to solve the problem and make things better, and that is a good thing. He had a great attitude. Ted Sturial has joined CloudQuant as Vice President of Sales. In another closing in the Chicago Financial District of a small business, the bar Cactus Club is closing after 31 years. The bar was a block away and kitty quarter from the Chicago Board of Trade building. It was next to Cal's Liquors for many years. Here are some of the product highlights from the CME's August volume update. CME Group had record metals average daily volume, or ADV, of 15% from August 2019, including record silver ADV of 221,000 contracts, up 61% from August 2019. Record micro gold futures ADV of 194,000 contracts, up 380% from August of 2019, and record micro silver ADV of 34,000 contracts, up 1,000% from August 2019. They had record 3-year treasury note futures trading volume of 13,401 contracts on August 31st. The micro e-mini equity futures ADV grew 72% from August 2019, while the options on the micro e-mini S&P and micro e-mini NASDAQ 100 futures launched August 31st traded a combined 1,815 contracts on day one. The natural gas options ADV at the CME rose 53% from August 2019, and soybean futures ADV grew 23% from August 2019. Lastly, the CME's SONIA futures ADV grew 22% from August 2019, and their wheat futures ADV rose 20% from August 2019. The Minneapolis Grain Exchange had its second best month in its history with a total monthly volume of 318,992 contracts. This past month also was the best August in exchange history, beating the previous record holder, August 2017, by nearly 7,500 contracts. August 2020 saw a 12% increase in total volume compared to August of 2019. This is the sixth consecutive August from 2015 to 2020 to hold a place in the top 25 record book for best overall month. Additionally, the calendar year-to-date total is up 17% compared to this time last year. The 100 Club is an organization in Chicago that raises money for the families of fallen first responders. They normally fund their scholarships and aid to family and students with an annual gala, which they can't hold this year due to the pandemic. Their Raising Hope 2020 program hopes to raise $400,000. Please read about this important organization and consider making a donation or becoming a member. Suzanne Cosgrove of JLN shared in First Read that the OCC reported Tuesday that total 2020 contract volume was $615,972,402 contracts, up 28.7% from 2019, and the third highest month on record. Volume gains were led by equity options. Total equity options volume was up 39.1% last month compared with 2019, with $582,394,732 contracts traded. Monthly index option volume lagged in August, down 41.8% versus August a year ago, with a total of 29,389,883 contracts. Year-to-date, OCC's average daily volume was 28,466,064 contracts. That's up 44% from August of 2019. Additional OCC volumes can be found on their website. Susanna also included a story about how the Chicago-based fintech firm AeroPay, a company that provides digital payment services to state legal cannabis businesses, and Safe Harbor Private Banking, a division of state-owned Partner Colorado Credit Union, announced a strategic partnership Tuesday. The arrangement combines AeroPay's payment technology with Safe Harbor Private Banking's compliance-based banking program for cannabis businesses. Colorado-based Safe Harbor will provide banking services for the businesses and provide transactions on the back end as part of the deal. Tom Thompson of JLN reported that according to the German press, 5 years after German Chancellor Angela Merkel turned back criticism of her refugee policy, saying, "Wir schaffen das," or "we'll make it," government statistics show roughly 50% of refugees were working. Though controversial at its inception, the refugee program is now widely viewed as a success in integrating new workers into the workforce. Employed refugees are, however, more vulnerable to layoffs and dismissals resulting from the coronavirus pandemic, says a recent report from the Institute for Career and Employment Research. A Bloomberg story titled "Trader Fat Finger Blamed for Accidentally Selling 5 Million Company Shares" told the details of how a sale was made by a trader managing chairman's account. Li Dongshen issued an apology Wednesday on social media. Here's the first part of the story. The chairman of TCL Technology Group Corp. said a trader accidentally sold 5 million shares using his account, an incident that comes as the stock nears record high. The sale was made at 1:03 p.m. Tuesday by a trader managing chairman Li Dongshen's accounts who had typed in the wrong stock code. The Guangdong-based panel maker said in a filing to the Shenzhen exchange, Li bought back the shares for 35.8 million yuan, or $5.2 million, less than the 2 hours after the trader sold them for 35.9 million yuan, the firm said. He will hand over the profits from the trade to the company, the statement ended. The New York Times has a story, small business failures loom as federal aid dries up. Many owners face tough choices after a federal loan program and other government moves to bolster the economy have run their course. The United States faces a wave of small business failures this fall if the federal government does not provide a new round of financial assistance, a prospect that economists warn would prolong the recession, slow the recovery, and perhaps enduringly reshape the American business landscape. A Huffington Post story shares, U.S. faces a perfect storm of political violence heading into November election. There have been nearly 11,000 demonstrations in the U.S. this summer, as well as a rising tide of state repression and vigilante violence. Law enforcement and other authorities used force while intervening in nearly 400 Black Lives Matter protests since police killed George Floyd in May, according to new data that paints the clearest portrait yet of the historic unrest that swept the U.S. this summer. Here's the top three stories from the John Lothian newsletter from Tuesday. Number one was markets need to be part of climate change solution, says FIA, a new policy paper on sustainability from the Futures Industry Association in consultation with its members. Second was a robot to suppress bogus traders is in the works in South Korea from Bloomberg. Third was the Financial Times QAnon lures adherents by acting like a game. MarketsWiki had 186,744,309 pages viewed as of this morning, with 24,421 pages on the site and 225,924 edits. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This is John Lothian. Have a great day.